How would you like to be thrilled that you're alive? Hummings, do you think you're thrilled you're alive right now?
Well, I guess I don't know if I would use the word thrilled. I'm very happy that I'm alive.
I think to be thrilled to be alive, you have experience the threat of not be, even if it wasn't as real. But like people go skydiving and maybe they're a little apprehensive about it or more. And then they land. And I think part of that joy that they get is the feeling of accomplishment and the feeling of testing your boundaries and probably joyful to be alive.
Yeah.
I think I'm thrilled I'm not dead. But I'm not necessarily.
I don't even know if I'm thrilled. Pleased.
Yeah, I'm happy that I'm not dead.
I'm very happy.
Yeah, I'm in a more of a Goldilocks position right now. I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel pretty thrilled to be alive.
Pretty thrilled, Kelly.
I'm pretty thrilled to be here. Yeah, I like it. I think.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of being here.
No, I mean, I like it too. I don't like. I'm not going to walk out the door and open the door and go, yay! You know what I mean? Like, that to me is being thrilled. Like, you just can't contain yourself.
See, I was thrilled when I walked outside yesterday because it was so blue and beautiful. I really did say, this is a perfect day.
Yes. All right,
there you go.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go.
Appreciating what you have.
Yeah.
But that's not what this is about. This is about being thrilled to be alive. This is the new wellness trends. Now, a lot of new wellness trends, I'm trying to think, because it seems like a lot of new wellness trends, it's easy for people that don't partake to roll their eyes and go and say, this is stupid, right?
Yeah, because for the last 10, 15 years, chocolate's been healthy, then it's not healthy, then it's healthy again, then it's not healthy. Same with wine. Drink a gallon of wine a day, you're going to live to 500.
Yeah.
But then the next day it was, if you even think about drinking wine, you're going to be dead at 50.
Yeah.
Or it's a new trend to us, but other people have been doing it for hundreds or thousands of
other
years.
Other cultures, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you think of one that you scoffed at? That then later you tried and you're like, no, that's actually pretty good. I can't offhand.
No, not offhand. You know,
yoga for me. 100%.
Really? Because you thought that was just like, that's.
For me, working out always meant like an athletic, like sports type of
like
workout.
Score.
Yeah. Or like when we would work out for tennis or work out for volleyball there. Yeah. You were constantly moving and doing something hard on your body. I didn't realize that working out didn't mean that for everybody. I didn't realize that it could be something that really calmed me down and made me feel really
good.
That
is very unique.
When I first heard of yoga, I was like, whatever, bleh. And then I realized, actually, this is super good for me.
I remember years ago when we did P90X, Steve and I did at the same time. Mm-hmm. You and I both were like, I don't know how yoga fits into 90 minutes of plyometrics, but like before you start.
Yeah.
And then, first of all, then you do that one and you're like, oh my God, can we go back to jump training for a second? Because it just goes on and on.
I loved it.
But I fell in love with it. Yeah, I really like it.
Yoga ended up being my favorite workout.
One of the latest wellness trends has people wrapping themselves. Now, this is going to make you roll your eyes. People are wrapping themselves up as mummies. And picturing their dead bodies to imagine and come to terms with their eventual death. Death meditation.
Oh, God.
That's the eye roll that I was referring to.
Yeah.
Death meditation, a mindfulness meditation practice centered around the thoughts of a person's death, has taken social media by storm. As people
has
are
it,
doing
though?
It.
Of course.
Has it?
They say it's... The classes are aimed at making people and the practitioners feel at peace about dying, and they're becoming more common in Los Angeles and New York City.
For really rich people that can afford to have somebody wrap you in really, really nice toilet paper.
Yeah, because, I doubt we're going to find a place here in town or later today when we go to Kokomo. We're like, hey, after we go to rallies, you guys want to go death meditate in the strip mall next to the Shed District? I don't think so.
Couldn't you just roll up like a burrito and a weighted blanket and save yourself the trouble?
Maybe.
Having to be bandaged.
Nice. Now, some of these are based on Buddhist tradition. There are several types of death meditation. One is the Maranasati, mindfulness of death, which reminds practitioners they could die at any moment and should be prepared. It teaches that death as a concept is not scary, rather a natural process. And you can think of it in a more positive outlook.
Nope.
I can't.
I think you can get to the point where maybe you don't fear it.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you can look at it as like, this is pretty sweet, this death.
Or be calm with that idea.
No. Yes.
Because I guess it depends.
I understand when people have a deep religious belief and they in their hearts know they are going to heaven and will experience joy. I can see where you would get to the point of, I don't want to die, but when I do, it will be great. I can see where you would get to, if you could have two sides of the coin, apprehension and excitement at the same time. I think that's the only way you can.
Yeah, I think, I don't think any amount of meditation would get me there at this stage of my life, because I can still move around pretty well and taste and smell things. And I think it'll be easier when I'm like in my 90s, God willing, I make it that long, to where you go, okay, I'm ready. I've had a full life, and it's
either that or
I'm having a tougher time. I can accept where I'm at now. I can accept it now.
Yeah, not
then
now.
Maybe
except if I've, God forbid, I get in some horrendous car accident and I'm, basically a vegetable, or I'm paralyzed from my eyeballs down and I can't do anything. Then, yeah, at that point, I might be comfortable with it. I might be a little more.
But
ready
then it's
for
more
it.
Of an escape.
Yeah.
In that case, it says in the more intense sessions, people wrap themselves in white sheets to make themselves feel and look like mummies. They write their own eulogies and read them out loud to the group. I don't think I could write my own eulogy without trying to make it silly.
Okay.
It would be so, and it would be so self-deprecating.
It would make people sad.
Yeah. It would make people uncomfortable, at least. Or they might go, here, he does know.
I don't know. So it seems kind of like, when I think about it, I feel like it's one of those wellness retreats and I want to make fun of it. But then I think back to the book Tuesdays with Maury, who he was a professor who had MS. Mm-hmm. And he was like, we do these celebrations of death, but you're dead and everybody's celebrating you. And he was like, my body's dying on me before my mind will go. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to say certain things. So he held almost like a funeral, but not really.
Yeah.
And it was presented the same way, where people would come and, he would say things and they would talk to him. And it was his way of saying goodbye, although that was the light at the end of the tunnel for him, no matter what. He knew he was dying. We all are, essentially.
Yeah.
So if I look at it like that, I don't feel as judgy. But when I think of it with, people in LA and New York doing it, I'm like, are you a little depressed burrito? Hope this helps you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just hearing the process.
Yeah.
It's like where, with Maury and that book, and where he's like, okay, yeah, I'm slowly edging toward that, or quickly edging toward that. And I want to make sure I say things to certain people about my life and whatever. But when you just go, I want to experience what it might be like to die. So I'm going to wrap myself up in white sheets and go, it's the process that feels stupid.
It doesn't seem legit when that people are walking in there with their cup of Starbucks and their, $400 Lululemon pants on.
Right.
This feels like what my parents, specifically my dad, would always say. Some people have too much time and too much money.
Well, yeah, it feels like Westerners who took Buddhism and said, let's make it trendy and cool.
I need to do this on my lunch break.
That's totally what it is.
And let's make it a monthly subscription.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
How can I turn this into an app?
Yeah.
There is a science to it. The University of Kentucky did a study, and it suggests that contemplating death can lead to increased happiness for people that do it. So it's the concept of it isn't outrageous. It's the doctor who authored the study, or the doctors, said thinking about death fosters an orientation towards emotionally pleasant stimuli. Said it is not recommended for people that are battling depression or has suicidal ideation or anything like that. It says you don't want to you don't want to lean into it if that's something you already are battling. But for other people where you have apprehension, so somebody wrote in and said this is basically behavior exposure training. Sort of like if you're grossed out by messes, then your therapist may expose you to messes.
Yeah.
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 It kind of makes sense that way.
I think, and I think it depends on who's administering all of this too. Like for me, if I were to experience anything like this, it would have to be administered by a guy who is wearing Buddhist robes, who came straight from Tibet and is doing it. It can't be a girl named Kimberly who watched a video.
Who has too many beads stuck to her face.
I just, it can't, no, it just can't. They go, come through my beaded curtain.
Yeah.
I'm enlightened, yo.
How do you have a different henna tattoo every day?
Yeah, sure. No, can't be you. Just can't. Sorry.
This text, it's not death that scares me. It's how I'm going to die. That's what I freak out about. That's kind of true.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, I think about that a little bit. I hope it happens late in life and then fast.
Yeah. A hospice nurse wrote in and said many of their patients are ready to die, and one of the most common questions is, why is it taking so long?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it comes with age, like Comic said.
Yeah.
Boy, we're big on uplifting topics today. How your surgery can go wrong. What happens when you die? And later, the pitfalls of pickleball. It's the same thing.
Oh, no.
It's the same thing,
this
everybody.
This is going to be the grossest part.